Blog Talk Radio.
You remember what I'm talking about?
Yep. It disconnected all automatically. Didn't like that. All right, when you're ready, same on. All right. We're live, but no one hears us.
I need to call Benny. Please give me the phone. Give him the phone for me, please. Thank you, sir.
Hey, David, it's Steve from the office. Came on, was hoping to speak with Ben. One second.
This one's about almost dead, Bob. So you want to charge this up. I need to show people how to find Stenberg versus Carhart. You have it already up. And I don't know how to look it up. Show you how to look it up themselves with something on there.
For that, you actually have to know what volume it's in and what page.
Correct. 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 Yes. That's why I was hoping that you have the step-by-step dummy proofing, as I said, that the person knows that they put the citation in there, it comes up. Right now, it's just up. They're not going to learn how to search it to see the case. I need to show them how to get there. Just bring Stenberg versus Carhart or citation in there. Could you guys give me the petition, please? Want the petition printed out, please, out there someplace. I think it's citation for Stenberg versus Carhart, too. What that might sound looks like at this point.
I'm answering this comment.
I didn't catch what you said. No, that's a comment on hold. So you can find a petition out there, guys. If you got any petition out there on the table, anybody, keep one of them, please.
You can just do a search on Stenberg versus Carhart.
It didn't come up. I did. Did it come up? Nope.
In the search?
Yep. Stenberg, S-T-E-N-B-E-R-G space V period space C-A-R-A-H-A-R-T did it come up.
Huh. Well, I don't know what to tell you then.
I mean, you got it up. I mean, you got it somehow.
Here,
I knew the volume number and the page number.
Okay, cause I need you to put that in there. No, they feed it to me. I didn't find that. So that to show people, and the same thing with the Library of Congress and all of that.
Before you do that, which one is might be able to do it quickly?
No, it's not that. It said that he has his court case up, 5:30, and then the actual case. But I need to show you how to enter on a search of the website to get there. That's the critical piece of search, is with the citations in there to begin with.
That's a whole aspect of the research that, you know, we haven't talked about at all.
Well, I was hoping you'd interrupt me if necessary, because that was the whole thing.
No, we have not talked about it at all.
I know, so you so you get me that.
We have to do a general search on anything, you know? So one thing leads to another. I suppose you could show them in the Stanford versus Carhart case how it mentioned Meese versus Keene. Then you could show them how to look up Meese versus Keene or something.
Well, I got a citation, 530 space. U.S., you got to have that. And
what you're asking is, how do you find a case like Stanford versus Carhart in the first place, right?
That is what legal research is, yes.
Where does that come from? Where, how do you get that? And we have not addressed that at all. I don't know how you're going to address that. Looking at books from other people's research.
25
people watching.
But that doesn't mean
enough yet.
Or looking it up on Nexus
with
a membership.
How did you get them up to the SubiCore website? I mean, to enter something in there to find it. How'd you do that?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, on the first Supreme Court page where it says U.S. reports.
Yeah.
Go down to the bottom, and you go to the. Even though it says it was decided in.
I went to U.S. report of under opinions. U.S. report. Open that link in a new tab. I did that. I found a bottle of use. I did that on my own. Well, that should have been up there. I did it on my own. And I brought it up there on the U.S. report.
No, it was up there, Paypal.
I know it was up there. It was up. It was up there. Yeah.
Okay. So now I understand what you're asking.
Then I'm with the case citation finder right now. Case citation finder. Okay, now you should do it now.
Good, 5:30.
Yeah. Let's see. And this time, not here it should work, I think. He said, there's about a certain search for volume number. Okay, I got to read the page to find out how to do it now.
You just go to the bottom, and you know what year it is, right? It's either 1999 or 2000. In 2000, but you have to go back to the 1999 term because it was in early 2000. And then you click on the 1999 term.
I know. First time we're doing it, though. Click the point of the term
on that first tab where it hits the central points. Just go to the bottom. And
the bottom all gives you a year. You search term and volume number. That's all it does, search to the volume number. Yeah, but there should be a way you could just enter a citation, like 530, space, use, period.
No,
it doesn't do that?
Or website is set up. You go to the volume. You know the volume, so you go there.
Yeah, and then with the volume, you find it?
And then it brings up the whole volume, so then you have to know what page number to go to.
Okay, so volume 530. And then you got search term. I'm going to send it. Stenberg. Okay, they found it. It was a Carhartt. It came up. What I have found, but it's not clickable.
What do you mean it's not clickable?
It came up. I put search term, Stenberg, as a search term. By volume, came Stenberg versus Carhartt. But it gave me name citation, but there's no I cannot click on to get the court case that you got.
Hey, Mon, you go to the bottom of that page where it says U.S. reports, and you click on the plus sign or wherever it says to look for that year, 1999 term, and then you click on the volume number.
Do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got stuff open. A minute. One second, because I got step by step going through this for everybody. Your support. Here, hold on. I'll do step by step now. I gotta be able to show them exactly what I did, how they did it, and how they do it. Exact same thing. Your U.S. reports open up. I do that.
Right.
U.S. reports. I'm there now, and then I go volume. You have to go and find the law right there at no charge. Copy it, print it, or save it to your computer, and then email the friend. So this is incredible. You can do that. And you go to the bottom. Boom, boom, boom. Law A refers to law B, and B refers to C. C refers. The research you see me presenting before you guys on our website, okay, is it's really made easy now. It was just with the internet. Years ago, it would take me a lot more. No one in the movement have ever figured out the federal tax laws like I did, because now it's available on the internet. It was not available to the previous generation before me to do this one. So hope you have fun. Look it up and verify things for yourself. So with that, let me take your questions one at a time. Let's see now. We got a new system going on, guys, to do all this work. I need to put the ear set on, right? Okay, so I'm going to put my headset on. We have a caller, America 949, my old stomping ground from Orange County, California. We have a caller from area code 949. All right, my friend, what is your first name? Let's put the volume down on this, Bob. This cord will be short also if you hear it before, please. He barely reaches my ears, guys. Okay. Let's get a call for Erica 949. Tell
I'm calling from 949.
Hurry here about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from 949. My name's Ron.
Are you the caller from Erica 949?
Yes.
I don't hear anybody.
I'm right here.
The call for Erica 904. Looks like I'm talking to myself right now. I just only hear myself in that kind of echo. Yeah,
no, I'm talking.
Okay. What area could you call from, my friend? Turn the volume down, please.
949.
Okay. Good, my friend. What is your first name? I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Payvon, name is Ron. I've known you since 1997. We met again in Mexico a couple of years ago. And I have a question for you that something came up today. I called your office about.
Okay, very good, Ron. And how may I help you? Good to hear from you, Ron, after all these years.
Thank you. You're the best, Payman. I've been following you for a long time. You're absolutely the best.
Thank you.
Listen,
thank you.
The question is, my son-in-law got shaken down by the IRS at his dad's house because his dad had filed some stuff with state nationals, he thinks. And they came looking for
his dad. Hold on. Ron, stop. Let's stop right there. A word as vague as shaken down does not help you or anybody else.
Yeah,
please be specific.
I'll explain. They
shake. Then
they come.
The IRS come and say, okay, empty your pocket. That's what shakedown means. So please be specific.
Yeah.
So it doesn't leave me. Yes.
Two officers in suits came and talked to him, and then
IRS
10 days later,
or sheriff, or
yes,
police, who?
Okay, yes,
so two
IRS officers
agents came to his home. Came to his home.
Yes,
when?
They
well,
came to his
dad's
place.
Wait. Hold on, Ron. Let me ask you. Stop. How old is your son, first of all?
He's 27. He's my son-in-law. My daughter's man.
Why, if he was approached by the IRS, why is he not calling you? Why are you calling instead of him?
I think he's on the call, but I thought he was muted. I called Kara today to the office. If he's on the phone, I didn't think he pressed 1 in order to ask the question.
What is his telephone area code?
808.
He's not on the call. He has not been on there at all today. So, Ron, I have a general policy of people taking responsibility for their lives. Okay?
I get it.
People need to be responsible. If he was the one approached, shaken up by the IRS, he's 27. He needs to go and the initiative to help himself.
Yeah, we'll call the office
you
tomorrow.
You start helping people who don't want to help themselves. What's that?
We have the form for consultation. We'll submit that to you.
Okay. So, but he should be in the call because I had to ask him questions about what happened.
Right.
But let's do the best we can while you're in the call right now. I'll do my best. Even the fact that you're giving secondhand information to me. Okay, so be specific because everything is secondhand. So 3 IRS agents came to his door today or yesterday and said what to him. Hello, are you there? Are you there?
Okay, Mon.
I can't hear you anymore.
And now
yes, Ron, go ahead.
Hey, Mon. I have him on the call right now. Karen,
what's his name?
Tell Paymon what happened to you today.
Hey,
okay, what is his name?
How's it going, man?
Good. Please get the phone close to you, not a speakerphone. Give it to him, Ron. The phone's not hearing very clearly, everybody. Put a headset up, put the phone next to him. What is your first name, son? And then give me your detail about what happened. Please.
Okay, perfect. My name is Karen Abel. And my parents became state nationals, which is a not advisable thing to do. And my dad's been out of kind of the system for quite a while. He's dealt with the IRS for years and years, and like 20 years, and they've left him alone. But ever since he became a state national, they approached, I was actually visiting a place we own in California. And 2 IRS agents showed up at my door, and they were looking for my dad. They ended up also knowing about me as well. They actually knew who I was somehow. I've actually never filed before. So I'm a bit out of the system, which is, I thought I was in the clear. But because of my dad, they kind of are on to me. Anyway, they were looking for him, but then I recently got a call 10 days later, and they had opened up a file and a case for me, and they said, hey, we noticed you never filed before. They called me on the phone saying, hey, we never noticed you never filed before and all that, and so we've opened up a case for you. And I immediately didn't say anything, and I said I had bad cell reception, and said, oh, we're breaking up, and then hung up. And, so that's where we're at.
They called back and left a voicemail.
Yes. And they left the voicemail.
They left the voicemail. What did they say on the voicemail?
They just said that, hey, please call us back immediately. We need to address your file. We have your address on file in an old address my parents used to live at, which is very strange, in Kauai, Hawaii. And I actually live in California now. And so they don't have my address. They don't know where I live. But that's pretty much all they said is, call us back, it's very urgent, all that. We need to address this and all this stuff.
Okay. So where is your father, Karen? Where is that, Karen?
He is in Arkansas.
Everything's about him, obviously. He should be calling.
He should be calling as well. He'll need to have a consultation with you. It's about him. But he's apparently got it under control at the moment, but they are trying to come after him as well because of this whole state national thing. He's in the clear for like 20 years, and he went into federal court and fought them for 5 years straight and won the case, and they never messed with him until now.
Okay, now these agents that came to the door, did they leave a card with you?
They did, yes.
what are the title of these agents? What are they saying they call themselves, this title?
What did they call themselves? I guess just IRS.
It's on a business card. Their name and their below the name is the title. The special agents, revenue agent. What are they?
Very interesting. It just says Internal Revenue Service, and it says important notice, and it says you were not in when I called. It is important that you visit me or call me at this, and then it says IRS J. Unger, and they basically said Laguna Niguel office, and that's what they.
Okay.
They didn't say anything about their card or anything. That's all it said. I have a picture of it.
Okay. Well, these guys are, I don't know, auditors probably, maybe collection agents, because they didn't say. So they're looking for your father. They're not looking for you. And I don't know why they're looking for him, but that's neither Ron nor your problem, Karen. It's your father's problem. He's the one that needs to constant issue with me. He needs to send me his paperwork, and we can go over and have a discussion and see what's going on.
However, Paymon, they did say today on the voicemail that they're opening the case on Karen.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
For me. So they said they opened
whatever.
Up a whole other case for me.
Great, great. Let him go pound sand all he wants. There's nothing you can do to stop him. If they want to do that, they can go look. Okay, it's not like they don't know about, you know, 200 million Americans that work. They can open a case on only so many people. You guys got to remember, we are the ants, okay? And I'm going to bring up on my screen now our Freedom Law School's, you know, YouTube channel. I'm not YouTube, but obviously channel. This is the thing that everybody forgets, that, you know, and I'm going to, you can go on our website under Freedom Hour, and then go to Odyssey, which is our best organized source of our videos that we have. And when you go there on the top right, I want you to put the here we go, on the bottom left, it comes up. This is the IRS against the Americans. Okay, you guys ready? Watch it. Hey, can you put this on the video on this thing? Can you do that, guys? Ready to put this on my screen? Let me see if it works. Okay. If the bottom doesn't come up, you guys gotta watch it. This is the Irish against the Americans. This is Hopper from the movie Ant's Life. The movie called A Bug's Life. And here's the leader of the grasshoppers. Say, hey, one of these guys bother you? No, you know, not a problem. Man, we can handle one. This is Paymon, okay? But you know, he kills all these guys who want to go to get vacation. You know, he tells them, you know, he kills these guys to teach him a lesson, okay, after he killed a bunch of his compadres. And he says, those ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure this out, there goes our way of life. Those outnumber, the ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure it out, there goes the number, and there goes our way of life. And what you do not know is they don't have the time and enough agents to come make, oh, let's add Karen to the list of people in this team. Oh, hey, Ron. Yeah, but to be there too? Ron, we'll come after you too. You know, your wife walks in. Oh, let's add her too. Oh, your brother-in-law walks in. Let's add him too. Oh, your cousin walks in. Hey, we'll add you too. You know, your nephew follows, comes in. Oh, add you too. We can't just go add people to investigate. Just there are enough people, folks. They don't. There's only about 15,000 auditors for the whole USA. 50,000. You think these 50,000 can audit about 150 million tax returns? Tens of millions of corporate returns. Google and Facebook, these huge corporations, they all have their tax returns are 6 to 10,000 pages. They get automatic audit. The return of Google is about 10,000 pages. Just the return. They got teams that must look at these huge corporations. And the American people.
Wow.
You think it just add you in there? Oh, we got you too. We'll be at it. Beware.
They just a scare tactic to bluff you guys. Understood?
Yeah. Yeah, but
don't
they
be
can't,
afraid.
You know, take any money. Can they take money from my bank accounts or do anything like that?
Well, this is a very common question people ask me. Let me ask the question, Karen. Can the roof on my head and your head fall on our heads tomorrow or tonight? What's the answer?
Yes.
Yes, it can. Very well can. And you might be dead tonight by end of night, so could I. But that's the wrong question, isn't it? Real question you should be asking us all is, how likely is it for the roof to fall on my head or on your head? Or we are should just take my stuff. Does that make a lot more sense?
Yeah, totally.
So
and that's why I've never opted
how likely it is. Listen, Andy, you can die in a crash tomorrow, so can I. How likely is it? Very unlikely.
Yeah.
Very unlikely,
yeah.
Brian. Just don't take this stuff. You stop driving because I can't go drive the car. I can die in a car accident. I can get mutilated in a car accident and crippled. I'm not going to drive a car anymore. You do that? 50,000 people die in car accidents every year. So why have the attitude about the IRS?
Yeah. It is true. So
you don't need to worry about these guys.
Ignore the guy and just
you do what your dad should have done with me 20 years ago. Get with him law school, kind of restore free and a family member. Educate himself about the law and his rights. Okay? The greatest compliment Ron can give me is to become a restore free and a family member and actually get with us to do something versus say, hey, man, I know you, how great you are. I've known you for 20 years. Okay. A lot of people know me since I was a kid. Since kindergarten. Came on, I knew it in class. What does that mean? If you are a freedom lover, Ron and Karen, get educated and do something about freedom. And not when your ox gets gored, when you or somebody gets the IRS agent, oh, I know who went to call now. Let's call our silver bullet guy, Paymon. No. We're not going to get our rights back, Ron. Unless you start yourself, Ron, with Freedom Law School and take our country back. You take action now, Ron. Now wait for something to happen to his son and his father and then call me. And same with you, Karen.
Yes.
The information is on our website.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me finish. At Live Free Now. Sorry, guys. I get excited. Go to livefreenow.org, guys. What you want to do is go there and start educating yourself. Karen, you are 27. You're young. Go there as you drive to places. Work or shopping. Take the simple steps. Live free now of our conception and robbery and slavery. After first step on the law that you have to file income tax, the second step and the following step of the de-brainwash your brain of the fear of the IRS to get you. Realize that filing a 1040 tax form is what gets you in trouble. Realize the IRS is
never
mostly bluff. It's a myth that the IRS is the most powerful government agency that will quickly empty your bank account, Karen, and take your paycheck following pay income tax. Or agent says,
we add you to our list, Karen. You better be watching that, boy.
See? This is designed to deprogram you of the lie. Okay? So go through this step. You have to worry about this. You can do so much of this for free on our website at livefreenow.org. And I want you to take advantage of this free stuff on our website as much as possible. The key is stuck in traffic. I know you are stuck in traffic every day. Put the audio videos on there to educate yourself, and you'll lose your fear easily. You have your confidence back. You do have the power. A lot more than these guys. These guys are weak. They're afraid. They hate their job. They're miserable. You are the free man.
okay? And your father is into a bunch of baseless legal theories about U.S. national versus U.S. citizen. That's plain, utterly error. Wrong. Just because the IRS left him alone for 20 years does not mean they leave him alone because they agree with him that his legal position is right. That is a false conclusion patriots fall into because they think the IRS hasn't refuted me, therefore they must agree with me. No, they just don't have the, time to respond to you. Okay, the IRS doesn't have enough intelligent minds in there. So your father needs to get with me ASAP. As long as he doesn't have an attitude of this stuff that he thinks he knows, he's like religion. Because some people are going to argue about this stuff.
Yeah. He's a very open-minded individual.
Thanks, Paymon. We'll take it from here.
All right, guys.
So,
very good, Karen.
Hold on, Karen. Hold on. We're on an open call on Rumble. We're on his show right now, just so you know.
That's right. So don't get private information about yourself. That's fine. First name is sufficient, Karen. No problem. What else did you want to know, you said?
Just in a way of, would you recommend moving assets all into trust names and moving it all out of my personal name, everything?
Not necessary.
Unnecessary.
Are you a millionaire?
No, will be.
Do you make over $200,000 a year?
Yes.
You do? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you may want to consider that as an option. And there's no black and white answer for everybody to do about business or estate planning. Some people do not need it. Do not have enough assets or income to worry about protecting anything. Some people do, just like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates have lots of money to protect an asset. They have corporations and trusts and so forth. But there is no black and white answer. Just go get it from the supermarket like a can of beans. Just get a trust. It's got to be done properly if you need it. Okay? And when you become a Restore Freedom Plan member, Karen, you'll be guided and suggested if you need one to someone that can do it for you properly.
Perfect, perfect. Have you ever heard of Foreign Express Trust before?
I've heard of Sovereign Pure Founding Fathers Trust, this trust, that trust, Massachusetts Trust. You know, it doesn't matter what the name is. Whenever someone uses me and uses those names, my red light goes out. Like, bing, 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 bing. Telling sizzle like the name makes a difference. If I see a banana, if I call it a banana or wish bang, boom, 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 ga, 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 banana, does that make it any difference what this is? So it's not the name. So, and people come up with cockamamie, woo, 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 powerful, Teflon-coated, indestructible trust. So stay away from that guy. It's how it's made and used. This is a piece of paper. Don't use it as a weapon to hit somebody with. Use it probably to write. It's what it is, the paper, and use it for writing. So trust often set up incorrectly and used incorrectly, and they don't do anything that you want it to. Okay? So it's not just, buy something. Again, there's too much of these wishful thinking, sales stuff going on out there. So I would suggest let's do a private one-on-one consultation. So I can, and we'll probably all three of you at the same time, because I'm very busy. My time is very restricted. I'm not really available anymore these days like I used to be. So you probably went be all three of you be at the phone at the same time so I can answer all three of your questions, which may be related to each other anyhow, at the same time. Okay, any other questions?
Perfect. Well, we'll schedule a private consultation with you.
Great. Great, Karen. Ron, good to hear from you both.
and look forward to meeting you both personally, privately again.
Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to the next call we have from area code 209, who is from Central California. Call from area 209. You're live with Freedom Lost Boogie, first name only. How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Yeah, my name is Yannick. I actually heard from you through Red Pill Expo, I believe it was last
okay.
year.
Could
so
you
I called,
say your name one more time
sure.
slowly, please? Hold on. Your name is what again?
Yeah. Yannick.
How do you spell that, please?
Well, I'd prefer
not to. How do you spell your name? How do you spell your name?
Y-U-A-N-I-Q.
Y-U-N-A-I-Q?
Correct.
Okay. Yannick, with a name like that, don't you feel you need to spell it out for people so they can say your name correctly?
Well,
okay.
Given that this is on broadcast, that was my thing.
Still, I'm sure, but that's why I'll only ask for your first name, as unique as your first name may be, Yannick. Amongst 300 million plus Americans, I'm sure your privacy
True.
Is protected by using first name. So, Yannick.
Okay.
You said you heard about it from Red Bull Expo last year or this year?
I think it was last year because I believe it's just once a year. But that's how I
yes.
originally found out about you.
Okay, very good. And how may I help you?
So I had actually called and spoke with one of your team members and was considering joining, but I did have a question about how to properly fill out the W-4 form so that they're not withholding income tax, because I've changed it, and yet I'm still having income tax taken out.
I am not clear what you mean that you changed it. What do you mean by that?
So, in other words, so that way when I get my check, there's no income tax deducted. I was already
okay.
aware that, at least I was told, that the Social Security and Medicare tax, those are just going to come out regardless. But the federal income tax withheld is what continues to be. I mean, before the W-4 form that was previous was a lot more simplistic. The one that they have now, where you actually have to do a calculation and they ask you additional questions. So even changing that, as far as like adjusting my exemptions, I'm still having taxes withheld. When I called your office and told them, hey, you know, I want to sign up, and they suggested the first thing I do is to not have any more taxes deducted, which basically I have
Hold
to
on.
Redo the W-4 form in order
to do.
What
specifically did you do to try to stop the withholding from your paycheck? I need to know that specific answer. Exactly how and what did you do? From our website or someplace else, what did you do?
Well, no. I just completed the W-4 form.
How? Whose
and
method did you follow?
I followed the calculations on there.
Well,
because the
you
previous
did it W-4 wrong.
Form was just asked if there was additional income tax to be withheld, and you could actually put a zero on there so that no additional income tax was withheld. This time, it's not that simple. This time when you complete it, it asks you to do a calculation, and if you have two or more jobs, then it tells you to add those. And to, I mean, it's a confusing calculation.
Well, look at my screen. All the stuff is on our website for free, okay? So if you go to our website, okay, under Ask Congress, okay, you click on Ask Congress on the top right. Yeah, you see that at the top right, Ask Congress. When you go there, write the lawmakers about the law, okay? And this is a petition process where you ask the lawmakers to show you the law that requires you to file pay the federal income tax, okay? When you go there and you see three petitions, The one on income tax withholding is right at the center. Okay. So you want to click on the gold circle here on withholding, okay, and open that link in a new page. This one is exactly what you're looking for, how you can stop your employer from withholding from for the IRS, right? We'll follow the instructions on this page. How to do it, okay? Before moving forward, though, you must carefully go through each step above and the downloads, okay? All the instructions. Yeah, I'm not going to do a whole instruction class on this whole topic, but a video on how to do this right here. And instructions are written on this step-by-step process, okay, right here on this page. So follow it there. Okay, the W-4 form, you know, step-by-step is also on this page. That there's a form how to you can use the W-4 form exam properly. Okay. Here it is. You at the bottom. Okay. And you can use this temporarily to do it properly. This is sample form you see right in front of you. Okay. Relevant language is highlighted for you for your convenience. Notice you can now follow the instructions of the IRS and put, you know, exempt, you write exempt on there. They made it tougher for you to find what you got to do, what instructions tell you what to do. There is a statement at the bottom that the employer has released of any liability of you doing W-4 exam and why you shouldn't have to do this in the first place. You've been forced to fill out the form to get paid, okay? You don't want to do this W-4 at all. You don't want to agree to have anything with health from your patient, they will not hire you without that. So laws are, as you see here, they're all quoted and listed. And the instruction of the IRS form, you're doing properly, it's highlighted there. And so the laws that you that's mentioned up there, they're all attached from government's legal websites. And the relevant language is highlighted for ease. And it's all attached. You give that all with the W-4 form to the employer to make it part of your file. So follow the instructions on our website because it's there for you to help yourself. And when you become a Restore Freedom Plan member, we can guide you one-on-one, help you go through this process. You don't have to do it yourself if you don't want to. You can have us guide you if necessary. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, actually, that was very thorough. I'll have to go through that. I didn't even know that that section existed, so I'll go through that.
Great. Very good, Danny. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. In order to become a student, well, obviously, to become a student, I'm aware that there's the process there as well. So doing the petition, that's all part of getting through to the point where there's no income tax being withheld. And then I'm guessing is there another petition in order to actually not file or?
Yes. There is, as you said, you guessed well. That's right. On the page of the petition, which I showed you earlier, step 5, write your lawmakers. That links from our front page. You see, there's a bottom left. It's a petition on how to free yourself of individual income taxes. The one you want to also do right away. Okay? Three of these petitions. Okay? But yeah, all these petitions you should print out, sign, and mail to the IRS. I'm sorry, to lawmakers yourself. Okay? And they're there for free. Use it. Do it yourself. If you join Restore Freedom Plan, then you know, you can do this petition yourself, get a discount on it because you're doing the work yourself versus having your law school do it for you. And the protection you want from IRS attacks and robbery, you get that just by joining the plan, focusing on beating, you know, educating our lawmakers to stop the criminality of the government, the robbery of the American people. We want to put a stop to that by joining hands together
so
and you get protection.
So becoming a student, you guys, in other words, is that something Does that kind of just allow me to have you guys assist me? Is that something you guys do then, or is it still my responsibility to do those processes?
We'll assist you. We prepare all the paperwork for you that's needed. And if the IRS ever downloads or even takes your stuff, we'll reimburse you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I was able to ask my question. You were very thorough with your answer. I appreciate it.
Glad you called. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Okay, folks, unless there's more callers, we're going to end the Freedom Hour now, the recording. And somebody asked online, how can we get our master file from the IRS? Well, the question is why you want to get your master file from the IRS. It's not necessary. It is not useful. It's not necessary. It's like someone saying, how can I go to the top of the mountain Everest? How can I go to halfway to mountain Everest? I would say, why would you want to go to Mount Everest on top or halfway anyway? It's not necessary. It doesn't do anything for you. Don't bother. Just because somebody online said, oh, get that. Woo, 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 macho master. I got my monster file so I can see what they got going on me. It doesn't do anything. Okay, knowing what's on your master file is irrelevant to what the government can do in the future about you. Your master file is just some dumb computer code. You know, stuff in there. Why bother? Okay, you're going to find a lot of this nonsense out there, folks. For 30-plus years, I've seen all this nonsense out there. Garbage basis legal fee or useless stuff. I mean, master file does exist with the IRS, your individual master file. But that doesn't do anything, okay? Follow the law as published on government's own official legal website, okay? Write your congressman, as you see on our website. Follow these 7 steps, folks. These 7 steps are there to have you live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. That is what you wanted to stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. Okay, all the other stuff you learn about UCC, sovereign or state or U.S. national citizenship, or straw man of redemption on your birth certificate, or your name in all capital letters, or getting out of the Admiralty yellow French flag statutory jurisdiction back under common law. Nonsense is out there, folks. That is the second reason why patriots lose. Number one reason is government corruption, criminality of these public servants. Number two is people chasing these nonsense theories out there. It doesn't do anything for you. Okay? It doesn't do anything. Just wasting your time. Instead of doing the right thing to protect yourself, you're wasting your time, you know, going to the back of the room saying, why are you doing that? Because I was told by doing that the IRS will go away. Oh, yeah. So how did I say correctly? Can you show me payment? How can I go correctly? Why did it accomplish you? Okay? All right. Hope that helps you with that question. Okay? You have any other questions, guys, online? I think we have another caller from the Great Blue Sky State of Montana, from area code 406. Well, caller, tell me your first name. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please.
I don't recall how I heard of you. I think it was quite some time ago on Dollar Vigilante.
I don't hear him from my headset. It comes through the phone itself. 1 second, we got a little technical issue momentarily, my friend. Okay, hold on a second. My IT man will tell me what to do. Okay, let's try again. What's your name again?
JT.
KC?
JT.
JP, okay, all right. So Sorry, JP, we got a little technical issues. Go ahead, JP. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you fine.
All right. Let me see if I can fix this phone issue. We got to look at the air status, okay? Get your volume up on this thing and put it back on me since we are off my headset. All right, JP, so go ahead and please tell me how you heard about your gospel and then your question, please.
I believe it was an interview that you did two and a half years ago with Jeff Berwick.
Yes. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's about this. Go ahead.
Good. And what's your question?
My question is about investing in multifamily real estate.
Okay. What about it?
Well, I mean, I'm just, I've been studying that and, you know, they're all into staying legal, you know, with the taxes and stuff, and I'm just trying to see, I've been trying to watch your stuff and get a good idea of what you're saying, and if I'm making money in real estate, for example, I purchase a multifamily apartment, say 60 units, and I've got income, but I am not living in Washington, D.C. I do not live in, well, I don't live there. I don't work for the government. I do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, from what I have heard from you, there are no taxes that I owe, other than possibly property taxes. Is that correct, to your understanding?
That's right. You do owe property taxes to the state of Montana, wherever your property is. We do not owe any income taxes whatsoever.
Or whichever state that I own property in.
Yep, that's right.
But as far as income taxes, if I'm trying to be a property owner, and that is my main income, or for example, if I retire and I want to get a cash flow through real estate, and that is how I'm going to live instead of putting my money into the stock market and getting ripped off.
Yes.
So, I mean, if I understand I owe property taxes, but do I owe income taxes? From your take,
no.
I do not.
You do not owe any income taxes unless you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or you make your money performing functions of federal public office.
On
a page of our website, what you want to do is go ahead and focus on the step one, arm yourself with that no law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax. So start with the video here and other associated videos on our playlist in Odyssey that will further clarify this for you.
We'll try to come and see you in Salt Lake since I'm not too far away. But if not, I'm going to try to listen to you on the live stream.
Very good.
Yeah. Everything you are doing.
You're welcome. Salt Lake would be, the closest place for you to come see us in person. I would suggest you bring a friend with you. Might as well. And remember the Retro Expo, it's a paid event, but on 12th and 13th of November. But Monday the 14th, Free of Law Schools Restore Freedom event is for free. So bring someone with you if you can. And your business partners, others
who are interested, who are curious, who have questions, that's the place for them to be. On Monday the 14th, the Restore Freedom event is only half day long, only in the morning. And then during lunch and after lunch, I'm available to talk to people like you privately at no extra charge. Normally, I charge $800 an hour for my time. First hour is discounted to $400. But there, you talk to me for free, but bring any, all paperwork you may want to look at that's relevant to your question or situation. I'll be happy to guide you and answer your questions there at no charge.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, because I am going to work on, if I cannot be there, I am going to listen, but I have people that I'm trying to get interested in your message because I think it's valuable. Very valuable.
Thank you. And if you cannot make it to Salt Lake, if you want to get away from the cold snow of Montana for a little time, come to Orlando to our Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando, January 20th to the 24th. Okay, by the International Airport in Orlando, Holiday Inn. A few days in the sun, learn, have some fun, and then before you go back. So that's your option two. It's actually the better option is to come to Orlando, but come to Boise if you can, because Salt Lake is not that far from you in Montana. Okay?
Yes. Yep. So while I may do that, because I know somebody in Orlando.
Great.
And I know somebody in Brooksville, too.
Really? Wow. Well.
Yeah, that's you.
That's you. Besides me, hopefully you know somebody else. Well, come on down, you know? And you may want to come to Freedom State and migrate to our Freedom State of Florida. One of these days, have a second home in Montana to go there in summertime, and then the rest of the year be out in Florida.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling, JP. I appreciate that. Our folks, looks like we have one more calling. Okay, you're welcome, my friend. Have a great evening. No more people with questions this evening. So I wish you all the very best. And remember, yes, at the Red Pill Expo, I want to remind you, at the Red Pill Expo, I'm going to be there, not speaking this time, okay? So late November 12th to 13th is the Red Pill Expo. They have a lot of great speakers that you want to see in person and hear from. Come check them out, folks. Yes, you definitely want to be there. And I'll be there as an exhibitor, sponsor. And then afterwards, on the 14th, they're going to add the website on the 14th. That's my picture you'll see. You're going to come to the event there. They're going to provide a link to the event, which is actually here, which is restorefreedoms.org. Yep. Restorefreedoms.org, the website, look, there you go, Restore Freedoms, Freedom Now. It'll be a Monday, November 14th from 9 a.m. till 12 noon at the Salt Palace, the same place the Red Pill Expo will take place, okay? So if you cannot make it at all, that's okay. You could actually go ahead and watch online streaming, okay? Very good. We have no more callers, guys. I don't think that we do have one. I think we have another call, don't we? Let me check. No, we don't have any more callers. So, guys, remember this. I can give you the knowledge, but I cannot make you free. You have to love the truth and seek the truth, and you will free yourself. And I'll be there to guide you, assist you, and back you up if you choose that. Good evening. Okay. All right.
That was epic.
Yeah, you're right about that, but let's see. We didn't do too bad.
Mark, let's look at the website situation. I need to have this in the white space, not there. I don't know why it's there. It's really
yeah,
good.
I don't know why it's there either.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of that.
Yeah. And I don't know why it's, the way it highlights, it highlights just fine. There's no highlight the heading, which is not
that's a picture. That's
yeah, picture, okay. Yeah. Okay, similar to Expo, but after I highlight, does it go to the next line? You'll hear it's kind of doesn't highlight completely. I'm here, I wonder why it doesn't do that, but no, not a big deal. Okay. Admissions not only equivalent, but it's free. So that's incorrect.
Okay.
Because that means that they're required.
That's what I thought.
To get a red pill admission.
The caller told me that. So.
Well, this is why I say everybody always proof, reproof, reproof, reproof. What about more people?
The reason why I have a hard time with that mantra is because it was. You had a bunch of people in the office look over it. And the assertion was that you needed the red pill, you needed the thing to be able to look on the clock. I thought it was a combo pack. But we had so many people actually take a look at the website. Maverick looked at the website. I looked at the website. It's been shared around. It's just hard for everybody to catch every detail like that because we don't all know the things.
Okay. So what I like is that the admissions information be below this alt material. I like it's going to be bigger. It's too small. And more space, and I don't see a reason why, Marcus, all this empty space on the left and right is there.
It just still looks better, in my opinion.
I appreciate that, but remember, I know it looks better maybe, but people do not, most people are, do not read or like read much, and you need to get grab their attention. You know, this is not an educational website like Harvard. That people already, you know, people just don't like to read. I know it's for someone intelligent like you guys. It looks better. It is. Again, but percent Americans, illiterate. You guys are all intelligent. And you guys hang around intelligent people like yourselves. So you have a bubble of intelligent people. And for you guys, it looks good. But, and so the average American is not literate at all. Literacy in the United States is really bad. Okay. So shocking facts. 23 statistics of illiteracy of Americans. The reason why, okay. Let's see what it says here. I got to look at myself. Okay. Adult. 100 million U.S. are illiterate. Approximately 3 million Americans are considered to be illiterate. 40% of the entire adult population cannot even read. It's over 10%. Okay? So how many Americans read at the lowest level of proficiency? Between 40 and 23 million adults, or roughly 20% of adults, are literate reading at the basic or below basic level of proficiency. Good people, honest people, and 20 to 25% of Americans add the illiterate. So you add this to the 32 million that are illiterate, 32 million. So you got about 75 million Americans illiterate or just barely literate.
Is that talking about a demographic over a certain age?
All ages. How many adults aren't able to read above an eighth grade level? 63 million Americans read between 6th and 8th grade level. Just 11 and 12% women make the grade as proficient leaders. Wow. Just 11-12% of men and women are proficient leaders. So basically, guys, only 10% of Americans are proficient leaders.
That really doesn't change whether or not they can read and understand the website with the text and figure, though.
Well, yes, it does. Because no one likes to read small print. Even federal judges require you. Federal court appeal judges, it used to be the font size to read court cases is the font 8 or 10 because they're trying to save paper. Over the years, 8 to 10 went to 12 and 13. Federal court appeal judges, which are very learned, they went through
you know, got a doctorate in law and all this stuff. They insist that you're writing these 14-point font by the rules. And it's got to be double-spaced. Because they found it easy. Everybody does to just read big print and flip, 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 flip. No one wants to squint read small print. Engineers, scientists, accountants, computer programmers. You guys are intelligent.
So much information you have to squish. It's actually, to me, it's actually, like, if I open up any of these manuals for the computer parts, right, like this one for your motherboard,
right,
it's exactly like you're saying. Everything is tiny text. It's all small.
That's right.
And
that's
because all of this information has to fit in this little book. If they were to take this text
and
they were
right.
to make it bigger, then this book would cost so much more.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
So they're cutting down on the cost of
this
product.
That's right. There's a reason that has to be small,
right.
because exactly what you said, you're 100% right, and that circumstance has to be small.
Right.
But on a website, there's no need because you just scroll down.
But that's the problem is those words you just said right there, you scroll down.
Our people will scroll down a little bit.
You think most people don't read?
If people,
most people will scroll.
If you make it, especially
on Facebook.
If your message is compelling,
uh-huh.
let's scroll a little bit. And it's your job to get up to scroll down a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it will go over tomorrow. So what I like to do tomorrow, I got to write a paragraph on all that tonight probably.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the topic in this language. I got to double check it. It's probably fine. Go write my picture.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, like, do something about it. You know, stop seeing the enemy. I'm going to have this language up there so that. And then put on the, like, do something else. So this language relates to me. And let's use all this empty space that I do. Let's fill up the page. So especially because you have these three columns, you can see one here. You know, my picture would be here, one here, one here, one here. So you can do that. And if it's a narrow thing, I hope that the cell phone, you know, I'm at, oh, you know, I'm at, we'll go like that. We'll be good.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was the first one, second one, third one type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Am I going to give Marcus a ride home tonight, or are you guys able to do that?
I would appreciate if you do that.
That's fine, but then we
I appreciate
should
it. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Mom.
Yes, sir.
On this browser right here, you don't see any white space there. You'll see no white space between it. That's how I designed it. So the differences between browsers is what's, you know, what's wrong with everything right now.
What browser is that versus this?
This is Chrome, so this is what everyone uses. Most people use it. So.
Oh, I see.
You see? You have white space.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
And it's not creating white space.
Exactly. That's Brave, so I'm guessing that's all not older.
No, I mean, Brave is all based off of... Was it Chromium, which is all the what Google and Chrome's all built off of too? It's all built off of the same.
If that's the case, it wouldn't show up different.
It is the case. You can Google it and you can find out. You can see that Brave is built off of the same stuff that Chrome is, called Chromium or something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know exactly what's causing the issue, but it's obviously. And it could be the way that Brave is interpreting the information is just different.
Right.
But I'm curious if you were to pull it up on Edge,